I am very excited for your church since you are starting your indoor services today.
我今天很高兴能够与大家一起在这边敬拜，尤其我知道贵教会今天已经开放了教会。
Yeah, my own home church in Rockland County started their indoor services just last Sunday.
我自己的教会在上个礼拜也刚刚开始了他们的聚会。
It is a very difficult decision to do that.
对于我们来说，我们知道这是一个非常困难的决定。
Some churches will assign parts of their congregation to come on a certain day and other parts of their congregation to come on other days. That's how they handle the indoor service to have limited seating.
有些教会就选择有一部分的人在一个特别的主日的时候可以来到教堂内聚会，以至于他们可以好好的安排有限制的人数的这样一个聚集。
My church thought that was a bit complicated, so they set up a capacity of 80 and then just said, first come, first serve. Whoever gets here first gets a seat.
然而我们的教会觉得这样子的安排当中有点复杂，因此我们就选择了只容许80人进来，谁先到就可以谁进教会。
That, of course, creates its own complications, but I'll let those people in charge figure it out.
当然这样的安排也造成某一种的复杂性，不过我就让这些同工去烦恼。
I can't imagine being the 81st person to show up and then realize that you can't get a seat.
我实在很难想象，如果刚好有第81位到的时候，发现他已经不能进教会之后，他要怎么办？
But again, I'll let other people figure that out.
但是我想我就让其他的同工去烦恼这件事了。
Okay, I want to ask a question. What is forgiveness? That's the topic for today.
今天我想问大家一个问题，就是何为饶恕？这也是我今天要讲的讲章。
This is a very important question for anyone who has been hurt by someone else or has hurt someone.
这实际上是一个非常重要的议题。无论我们曾经被人家伤害，或者我们曾经伤害过别人，我们都必须要考虑这个题目。
It is especially in this time period, which is very stressful, the pandemic, when we will get on each other's nerves or somehow irk and hurt each other.
特别在疫情当中，我们因为在这样一个环境当中，我们很容易就伤害到对方，或对方伤害到我们，我们要怎么样去面对处理呢？
So it seems to me that we ought to be able to answer this question.
因此我们必须要思想如何能够回答这个问题。
Let me go to the next slide and point out to you a very important New Testament passage.
让我来到下一个投影，让我们来思考在经文当中有涉及这个题目的一段经文。
The passage in Matthew 18, verses 21 to 35, and it is called in English, The Parable of the Unmerciful Servant.
这个经文出自于马太福音18:21-35, 而这边曾经有圣经的编排给他一个题目，就是一个不懂恩慈的人。
As you can see in the picture, there's a man in the middle who is a king, and there's two servants, one on the right and one on the left.
所以在这个图片当中，大家可以看见，在图片当中是一个国王，而这个国王看见有两个人在这边争吵。
The servant on the right owes money to the king. The servant on the left owes money to the servant on the right.
而图片的右边这个人呢，他是欠了这个国王一笔钱，而左边这个人呢，乃是欠了右边这个人一笔钱。
And according to the parable, the servant on the right was forgiven his debt by the king, but then he was unforgiving to the servant on the left.
而根据马太福音18的这个比喻告诉我们，右边的这个人欠了国王一笔钱，而国王免了他的债，但是左边这个人所欠给右边这个人的钱呢，右边这个人却 不愿意免他的债，并且想讨回来。
My goal today is to talk through this parable, but I will also use an example in my life to explain what forgiveness is.
今天我就想与大家阐明这个比喻的精髓，并且用我自己生命当中的一个故事与大家分享。
Okay, so I spent this week trying to think of an example of where I needed to forgive, and so I will share that story now.
而这个礼拜，当我在预备讲章的时候，我就想到我们生命，我自己生命当中有没有我无法原谅的人，而我现在就要与大家分享我自己的
I'll leave the slide up, but just pay attention to me as I talk about my life for a second.
所以我在我现在就会开始来讲一下我自己发生在我生命当中的事。
At my house, there are these two large garbage trash cans outside, and we throw our garbage into the trash cans.
在我房子我家的房子，我们有一个很大的垃圾桶。
Twice a week, the garbage truck comes and takes the garbage away.
那一个礼拜有两次呢，收垃圾的公司呢会到我家来收垃圾。
But we actually have a raccoon problem in our neighborhood. Once in a while, the raccoon comes, knocks over the garbage cans, and claws his way through the garbage bags and makes a giant mess.
而每当我们把垃圾桶放在街上的时候，我们家附近的一些浣熊就会跑过来找垃圾，并且把这个垃圾桶打翻。
And when the raccoon does this, there's garbage strewn all over our driveway.
结果这个浣熊这样子把垃圾桶拉下来的时候，所有的里面的垃圾就撒在我们家的车道上面。
And the garbage that's on the driveway is all old food. So it's cracked eggs, it's like pieces of bread. And usually the ants have gotten into the food that has been strewn all over the driveway.
因为垃圾倒在这个车道上面，因此里面所有腐烂的这些，不论是一些旧的食物或者一些坏的一些面包，就引了许多的虫以及蚂蚁跑到那附近。
Normally, there's no one person in our family who is assigned to clean up all that garbage. It's whoever discovers it first that usually cleans it up.
通常呢，我们家是这样子，如果有任何人看到这样子垃圾撒了一地的话，他们就会自动去清，我们也没有特别安排谁要去清。
So usually if my wife gets up early to take the kids to school, she cleans it up. Or if I get up early to go to work, I clean it up.
所以有的时候当我太太必须要早起去送我的孩子去上学的话，她看见她就会清。有的时候我必须要提早上班，我看到的话我就会去清。
Well, there was one day earlier this week where my wife had to get up early to take the kids to school. She got up before me. I went to work later that day, but I saw that even though she got up earlier than me, all the garbage was still left on the driveway.
而有一天我太太必须要提早出门，那她出去的时候，当我起来的时候，我却看见垃圾还撒了一地。
So I was first upset about that, but then I cleaned up the garbage and I told her later that day, hey, I cleaned up all the garbage on the driveway.
当我看到之后，心里是不高兴，不过还是把它清干净了。那那天之后呢，当我遇到太太的时候，我就跟她说，哎，我把垃圾清干净了。
So I expected, after cleaning up this garbage and telling her that I took care of it, for her to say, thank you, I appreciate it.
所以当我说完的时候，我是期盼她会跟我说声谢谢的。
But instead of saying thank you, I appreciate it, all she said was, oh, make sure you clean your hands, wash your hands.
结果当我亲完的时候，他居然没跟我道谢，他反而说：“哎，你记得要洗手哦。”
So this made me very upset, and I had a need to exercise forgiveness.
结果我亲完之后就实在心里很不舒服，但是我后来发现我必须要学习操练饶恕。
That is my example for this week, for the sermon, and so I will use that story in retelling Matthew 18.
所以这个就是我这个礼拜所发生的事情，我也会用这件事情来反映我们今天所要读的经文。
There's just two real quick things I'm going to say, and then we'll get back to Matthew 18. Number one, I just have to make it known that the story of the need for forgiveness requires that I do something within myself.
我必须要提醒的就是不单单我在传这个道，而有一些事情我自己必须首先要去改。
I did not have an awkward conversation with my wife explaining how upset I was about this garbage and having her say I'm sorry. Like, that's an awkward conversation, but forgiveness does not require that awkward conversation.
我虽然没有经历一个很尴尬的一个时段，我要要求我太太跟我说对不起，但是很多时候当我们要饶恕的时候，我们不一定一定要经过这种尴尬的场面。
I say that because many people think that forgiveness requires talking out the pain and talking out how you were hurt and having one person say sorry, and that's part of forgiveness. I would say that's helpful, but that's not necessarily what forgiveness is.
当然我知道当大家想到要饶恕的时候，也许大家心中会有一个画面是非常尴尬，需要要求对方要饶恕的这原谅的这或者说道歉的这种场面，但是这不一定是我们需要经历这样的一种饶恕的过程。
Okay, I just need to make clear that forgiveness is not necessarily two people coming together to have forgiveness, the offender and the offended person. Forgiveness is the offended person resolving something inside himself.
所以我再次要与大家说明的，就是饶恕不见得必须要彼此双方面对面，然后一个说道歉，然后一个说宽容，而是说被伤害的那一方，他自己心里必须做一个调整，以及解决心中的这个结。
I say that because a lot of people will mistakenly say, I will forgive when that person apologizes first.
我之所以这样说，因为许多人心中有这样的一个感受是，我会原谅那个人，如果那个人先跟我道歉的话，我就原谅他。
That is not forgiveness.
但是那个不是所谓的饶恕的。
If you are waiting for someone to apologize to you first before you forgive, you may be waiting forever.
如果你等候另一个人先给你开口道歉，然后你再饶恕他的话，你可能要等一辈子。
And if you're waiting for apology from someone who has passed away, and you're still angry at this person who has passed away, you will never get that sorry from that person.
如果你在等道歉的那一个人比你先离世的话，那你可能永远也等不到那个道歉了，不是吗？
But the Bible says you can still forgive.
但是根据圣经却告诉我们，我们仍然可以饶恕别人。
Okay, that was my story and my point, but now I'm going to go through Matthew 18. I'm going to explain some principles and then read the verse in English.
所以我现在就一起带家进入经文，然后我会用英文来念这段经文。
Okay, let's go back to this next slide here in the PowerPoint, and I'm just going to state that the key to this parable is recognizing that emotions are like money. And I'll read verse 23 in chapter 18. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants.
这个比喻的重点就要告诉我们，好像我们的情感跟情绪就有如钱财一般， 在二十三节这边说，天国好像一个王要和他仆人算账。
Okay, I have here a picture of the English phrase, forgive us our debts. And Jesus, when he tells us, forgive us our debts in the Lord's Prayer, he means forgive us when we sin against you.
当我们看到圣经里面，耶稣教导我们的主导文里面有一句话，就是说我们求神免了我们的债，就是求神原谅我们。
And if you continue in the Lord's Prayer, it says, as we forgive our debtors.
那我们在主导文，我们下一句话是说，就有如我们饶恕了别人。
In other words, the Bible talks about offenses against each other like it's money that's owed.
因此圣经告诉我们，当我们冒犯了别人，侵犯别人的时候，就好像我们欠了别人的钱一样。
It's almost like if I hurt you, it's like I took some money from you and I owe that money back.
就好像当我伤害你的时候，我好像就欠了你一笔钱一样，我必须要还这个债。
Okay, that's part of the basic idea behind forgiveness.
这也就是我们饶恕底下最基本的一个概念。
If I hurt you, I took something away from you that you value.
就是当我伤害你的时候，我实际上是从你生命当中拿走了一部分属于你的东西。
It's helpful to think in terms of finances or economic transactions.
就好像我们可以思想，就好像在商业交易当中的一种情况。
Maybe you go into a nice little shop and there's a sign that says, if you break it, you bought it.
大家可以想象，也许大家去一个商店里面，那个商店旁边放了一个指示说，如果你把这商品的东西损坏的话，那你就要去买。
If you break something in the store, the store owner took a loss and you owe the store owner back for that loss.
也就是说，当你进了这个商店，你造成这个商店有所损失的话，那你就亏欠了这个老板，那你也必须要负担起他的损失。
Okay, I have a sense of significance, so when my wife was unappreciative of me picking up the garbage, she took away from that sense of significance, and I took a loss.
因此，当我认为我太太必须要看重我的时候，但是我太太没有看重我的时候，我就觉得我的里面有一部分受到亏损了。
Okay, let's go to the next slide, and I'll try to expand a little bit. When people hurt us, something in our heart is lost. They took something away from us. This is verse 24. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him.
所以当人伤害了我们，我们的心里就有一种遭受到损失的感觉。二十四节这边说，才算的时候，有人带了一个欠一千万两银子的来。
Okay, so when I had to pick up the garbage, I lost my sense of comfort. I'd like to live my life without having to pick up garbage. So I lost that sense of comfort, and I feel significant. I'm an important person. I should be appreciated. When my wife didn't say thank you, I lost my sense of significance. So something is taken from us.
所以当我清扫垃圾的时候，我实际上是放弃了我自己舒适的这种感觉，把这些清扫的时候，然而我需要我太太对我这个认同，以及来弥补我自己刚刚所做出的这种损失。
So this servant owes a lot of money to this king.
所以我们这边看到这个仆人呢，实际上欠了这个国王一大笔钱。
This amount of money is a large amount of money. 10,000 bags of gold, it says here in my translation.
所以在这一边的这个金钱的分量呢，是相当大的一个数字啊，一千万两银子。
Okay, literally, the word is a talent. Okay, so a talent of gold. So this man owed 10,000 talents of gold.
所以在这边实际上原文的翻译是一万他连德。
Let me see if I can,
这个人就欠了这个国王，国王一万他连德。
How much that is. A talent is 20 years worth of wages.
那一个他连德值多少钱呢？在当时的时候是值20年的工资。
So you should think, how much money do I make in 1 year? Then multiply that number by 20. That's how much one talent is.
所以大家如果要幻想这个换算这个数字的话，大家想想你一年赚多少钱，你就乘以20倍，你就可以了解一个他连德是值多少了。
I tell my students, it's probably easy to think about the mortgage on your house.
对于我学生来说，我告诉他们，你如果要想象这个数字的话，你就想想你欠给房子的贷款有多少。
Like a talent of gold is how much your house is worth.
所以一个他连德到底值多少钱，就有如你现在家里房子有多值多少。
So this servant owes 10,000 mortgages.
但是在这边告诉我们，这一个仆人实际上欠了国王一万个他连德。
It's an astronomical figure.
这是一个天文数字。
Like some commentators would say, there's nothing in real life where you would owe 10,000 mortgages.
有一些解经专家认为说，实际上在我们正常生活的情况底下，不可能有人会欠那么大笔钱的。
So a lot of commentators say this guy must have been a criminal. He must have stole or embezzled that much money.
所以这个人之可以欠那么多，他本身一定是一个罪犯，以至于他可以欠到这样子的一个程度。
Okay, maybe, I don't know, but it's a huge amount of money.
我们也不知道他当时的真正情况如何，但是我们知道这实际上是一个非常大的一个数目。
Okay, if somebody owed you that much money and didn't pay it, you would be very upset.
如果真的有人欠你这样子大一笔数目的话，我想你一定是很受不了，你一定要他还的。
And if we go to the next slide, you'll see he isn't able to pay the money.
我们再看现在的投影，我们就知道这个人实际上是还不起的。
So let me tell you what unforgiveness means. Unforgiveness means someone must make this up to me, or I will make sure that the person who took away from me will have something taken from them.
所以在这边我必须要再解释一下什么叫不饶恕呢？不饶恕就是指有人欠我的东西，我一定要对等对价的。
So in verse 25, sorry.
讨回来。
In verse 25, since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had been sold, all that he had to be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything.
而在25节、26节经文就告诉我们，因为他没有什么偿还之物，主人吩咐他和他的妻子、儿女。并一切所有的都卖了，这样子来偿还。那仆人就俯伏拜他说：“主啊，宽容我，将来我都要还清。”
Okay, that is the spirit of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness says, "You must give me back what you owe me, or I will make you pay. You have to suffer because you made me suffer." And so this king is thinking.Okay, you have to go to jail, your wife has to go to jail, your children has to go to jail, sell everything you have to pay me back.
什么是不饶恕呢？不饶恕就是要欠你的人呢，把所有我所有的亏损呢，一笔完全的补上，不然就要讨回对等的一个代价。那这个人付不起的话呢，国王就要把他这个欠钱的和他的妻子和他的儿女呢一并关到监牢里。
Is anyone here living with unforgiveness in their heart and have this kind of attitude in their heart?
我不知道在座的各位有没有任何人心里有这种不饶恕的意念 在你心中呢？
You're angry at how much you've lost and you want to get back at the person who took it from you.
在你心中你知道某人欠 你了一些东西，你想要把这些东西讨回来吗？
I have felt this many times in my life.
在我生命当中我常遇到这样的 心事。
I must confess that when I was upset about the garbage on the driveway, I began thinking, okay, let me see if I can think of ways to make my wife pay for this.
我必须老实跟大家说，我心中经常有这样的事情发生。当我，尤其当我太太，上个礼拜这件事，当我太太这样子对我的时候，我心里是就开始想说，好，我现在，等着瞧，我看我要找一个机会让你跟我说对不起。
And I began to actually think of little tasks around the house to make her do, like clean up after the dog if he has an accident. And then I'll be unappreciative back, just so that she has to pay back. She has to pay back what I had to pay.
我就想，我必须要在家里找一些事情让我太太去做，然后到最后呢，我也用同样的态度对待她，我不跟她说谢谢。
Those are awful thoughts. I am embarrassed confessing those thoughts to you, but those are the thoughts of unforgiveness.
这些都是我自己生命当中很丢脸的一些想法，我也必须跟大家承认，这些东西实际上对我们生命有很大的伤害。
Okay, so part of this teaching is confessing to God, God, I am like this king who wants to make this first servant pay back all that he owes.
而我们必须要跟神祷告，求神原谅我们，因为我们多少时候就好像这个国王一样，不愿意饶恕，不愿意饶恕这个欠他一大笔钱的这个仆人。
And there's a part of us that will always feel like we have a right to this. Like, you may say, this guy would say, who can blame me? He took that much money from me. I have a right to demand this happen to this other guy.
但是我想我们心中总是会想说，我有权利要跟这个欠我东西的人讨回这个，因为他伤害了我，他拿了我的。
An unforgiving heart will always feel that it has just cause.
因为当我们有一个不饶恕的心在我们里面的时候，我们总是认为是有理的。
So if anybody here has this attitude and feels justified in that attitude, I understand, but the Bible says that's unforgiveness.
但我如果大家有这样的一个思想的话，我非常理解。但是根据圣经所告诉我们的，这乃是一个不饶恕的魂在我们里面。
Okay, let me go to forgiveness now. That's the next slide.
让我们再下到下一个投影。
Forgiveness means I don't feel the need to make up for that loss. Verse 27, the servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go.
而什么叫做饶恕呢？饶恕是指我不感到我需要为我自己所损失的东西呢有所补偿。二十七节告诉我们，那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
The picture there is just these birds being set free. That's kind of the idea that you release the person from your debt. You don't keep them a prisoner anymore. You don't hold on to them anymore. You take the chains off of them and you set them free.
何谓饶恕呢？就好像这个图片当中的鸟笼一样，当我们把笼子打开的时候，这个鸟就得到释放了，它就不再他们被饶恕的人就不再这个被这个债务所捆绑。
Now I recognize that you feel justified in keeping that person prisoner and demanding something from them. But that is not the spirit of forgiveness. The spirit of forgiveness says, I release you from your debt.
当然我可以了解你会有一个思想说这样子不合理，你觉得就是因为 觉得合理，所以才想把这些冒犯你的人呢关在这个笼子。但是这个不确实不是饶恕的意义，饶恕的意义是释放他们。
Or another way to put it is, I can sustain the loss, like the, I can live with the loss.
那另一个观点就是说呢，我可以容许我生命当中有这样的损失。
That is what forgiveness is, but we'll go to the next slide and I'll say, I recognize this is something that's hard to do. So let's go on to the next slide here. This is hard to do. We usually can't bear the thought of losing too much. So in verse 28 and 29 and 30, we see what happens to this first servant. But when that first servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants, the second one, who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him and said, "Pay back what you owe me," he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, "Be patient with me, I'll pay it back." Verse 30, but he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay his debt.
我明了这是非常困难的，因为通常我们是难以忍受我们自己遭受过多的损失。而28节到30节这边说，那个仆人出来，就是第一个仆人，遇到他的一个同伴欠了他十两银子，便揪着他掐住他的喉咙说，你把所欠的还给我。他的同伴就俯伏央求他说，宽容我吧，将来我必还清。他不肯，竟把他下到监里，等他还了所欠的债。
Now, I need to point out the amount of money that the second servant owed the first servant.
在这边我必须把他所欠的这个钱数呢与大家陈述一下。
English translation, 100 silver coins, and literally it's 100 denarii, which is 100 days' wages.
那这边所欠的钱数呢是十两银子，也就是100天的工资。
100 days wages, if you think about it, is just 3 months salary.
如果大家想想100天的工资的话，也就是3个月的工资。
I get paid twice a month, so it's 6 paychecks, let's put it that way.
那我是每两个礼拜呢，我收到我的薪水，所以如果说一个月的话，就是我收到两次的薪水。
Now 6 paychecks, that's a sizable amount of money, but it's nothing like 20 mortgages that this guy was forgiven.
如果算起来100天的话，就是六张我收到的薪水支票，但是比起如果是100倍的我的房贷的话，这个就微不足道了。
So if somebody cheated you out of 6 paychecks, you'd be very upset, right?
我相信如果有人欠了你每次收到薪水支票的六倍的话，我相信你一定会很生气，不是吗？
I would be, but Jesus says you've been forgiven 20 mortgages. No, 10,000 mortgages.
我知道，但是呢，耶稣却说呢，你实际上你欠的债呢，乃是你房贷的一万倍，你房子价钱的一万倍。
But let me just say here, I understand it's hard to do. I mean, it's hard to lose 6 paychecks, and it's easy to feel angry if you feel you don't have much to begin with.
我在说，我非常了解大家如果有遭受这样子的一个损失的话，我们是很难去面对、去处理的。
So when my wife didn't appreciate me picking up the garbage, all right, if I feel like I don't have much comfort in my life, I cannot sustain a loss of comfort. If I don't have much significance in my life, I cannot sustain a loss in significance. If I don't have much, I can't extend forgiveness.
所以如果说像我跟我太太发生这样的情形，她不愿意跟我说谢谢，让我付出的劳力没有回报的话，我如果我自己所拥有的是非常的少，而我付出的话，我会觉得非常的愤怒，非常气愤。
So maybe this first servant said, I don't have a lot in my bank account, so I cannot sustain the loss of 6 paychecks.
也许这个第一个仆人他可以自己说，我在我银行里面的存款是没有多少钱，因此如果你不还给我，我每次得到的六次的薪水的话，我没办法原谅你。
Okay, let's go to the next slide, and I have a little picture here. Okay, that's the guy from Monopoly, and he has no money. His pockets are turned inside out. He's broke. So think of all the people you feel you cannot forgive. Think of all the people who won't forgive you. Okay, that person who can't forgive feels that they just lost too much.
这个图片是也许大家玩大富翁的时候所看见的一个图片，这个人已经一点钱都没有了，他口袋里面空空的，他破产了。所以我在这边想让大家思想一下，想想所有你难以饶恕的人，或是想想所有不肯饶恕你的人，乃是因为受伤的那一方实在失去太多了。Like
if you think I am a poor person. I live in poverty. Because I am poor and I don't have anything, you can't take things from me and I feel okay about it. So if you feel like you are broke, then you can't forgive. It's very hard for you to extend any grace for someone who takes from you.
因此大家可以思想一下，如果我们今天是认为自己很穷的话， 真的一点钱都没有多少的时候，当人家还拿我们所拥有的还拿走的话，我想我们是难以忍受的。Let's
go on to the next slide. Yet, Jesus suggests that forgiveness should be abundant or frequent. And this is the two verses before our parable in verses 21 and 22. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times should I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? And in verse 22, Jesus answered, I tell you not seven times, but 77 times.
但是耶稣却说，我们乃要常常宽容原谅别人。以下两节经文乃是耶稣在说刚刚那个比喻之前所发生的事情。那时彼得前来问耶稣说， 主啊, 我弟兄得罪我, 我当饶恕他几次呢? 到七次可以吗? 耶稣说, 我对你说, 不是七次, 乃是到七十个七次。
Let's go on to the next slide. How is this possible? I just said how hard it is to forgive, especially if you feel you have nothing. How is this possible? And I think the key is believing that you have received much.
但是这有可能吗? 我刚刚才说，如果要原谅别人已经是非常困难的，但是耶稣却要我们这样子原谅别人，这要诀乃是要相信我们已经得到很多了。In
verses 31 and 32, let me read them in English and then we'll have George read in Chinese. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Verse 32, then the master called the servant in, you wicked servant, I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?
31节到33节这边说，众同伴看见他所做的事，就甚忧愁，去把这事告诉了主人。于是主人叫了他来，对他说， 你这恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。你不应当连续你的同伴像我连续你一样吗？
So in other words, that unforgiving servant thought you took 6 paychecks from me, but he forgot that he was forgiven 10,000 mortgages.
所以这个不愿意原谅他人的这个仆人呢， 他所看见的是人家欠了他6张薪水的支票，但是他却忘记了他自己被主人饶恕了10,000倍他自己房子的价值。
Even if you have nothing in your bank account, if you've been forgiven 10,000 mortgages, You should say I'm a rich man.
就算你的银行存款里面钱不多，但是你想想，你如果你欠了一万倍房子价值的钱的话，而你被免了这个债的话，我们必须要说，我们实在是一个非常富有的人。
So let's go to the next slide here. Okay, see that picture of the guy with all that money? That's us.
大家看到这个图片，看见这个人有很多的钱了吗？
You and I are rich because we have received much.
你跟我都是非常有钱的，因为我们已经领受了许多。
Okay, if I'm low in the significance tank, then I will be unforgiving towards someone who takes away my significance. If I am low in the comfort tank, then I will be unforgiving towards someone who takes away from my comfort. But I am rich in both.
如果我自己心中认为自己的价值的分量呢是非常低的，而我自己的舒适感也感到非常低落的话，我就感觉我非常的缺乏。但是实际上，我们的价值跟我们的舒适感是非常富足的。
Okay, so let me tell you what I actually had to do in my head, in my mind, as I thought through forgiveness. So I said I lost a little bit of comfort and I lost a little bit of significance. I actually had to talk to myself about how much comfort I have in my life and how much significance I have in my life.
因此我与大家分享一下我脑海里面所想的事情。也许我付出了一些，也许我的价值缺少了一些，但是我却回忆起我在我一生当中，我的生活当中，我自己的价值跟我自己所有的这些舒适的这拥有的这一切。
So first I thought about the comfort in my life. As I was picking up garbage with ants all over it, I thought, okay, I live in a country where people will come and take my garbage away. I just have to pick it up. Like I thought a little bit about my friend who worked on a dump in Mexico City. Like there are these communities of poor people who live on garbage dumps and they rummage through the garbage to find what they can eat or they can find other stuff that they can sell in order to make a living. So I don't live in a garbage dump in Mexico City. I live in the United States. So I concluded I have a lot of comfort. I can sustain a loss of comfort.
我就开始思想一下，我今天所住的国家呢，让我可以在这边有一个舒适的环境，让我有一个舒服的一种生活。我今天还有人来为我收垃圾，我今天也不过捡起地上的一些垃圾罢了。想起我的朋友，他必须要活在墨西哥的贫民区，他们那一群人必须每天到垃圾堆里面捡出不同的垃圾来卖这些垃圾以求得生存。我就想到我今天活的是美国而不是在墨西哥，我就感到我有一个极富足的一种舒适环境。
And when my wife didn't say thank you, I suffered a loss in significance. But then I thought to think, how much significance do I have in my life? And I just reflected a little bit. I have a God who loves me, and I have a Savior Jesus who died for me. They consider me significant. And so I am rich in significance. I can sustain a loss in significance from a little comment from my wife. And so I concluded that I am rich in comfort. I am rich in significance. I can sustain these losses.
当我想到我面对我太太的时候，我没有得到她的一些尊重，我觉得我的价值好像减少了。但是我突然思想到，耶稣居然为我而死，他重视我的价值，而天父差遣耶稣为我而死，他是多么重视我的价值。我突然感到我的生命当中是何等的重要，何等的被重视。那当我这样子想的时候，我就感到就算我在生活当中少了那一点点尊严，少了那一点点所谓的价值观的话，我也可以忍受的。
Okay, so once I did that, I could relinquish all thoughts of getting back at my wife or making her pay or somehow getting back some of the significance that I had lost. I could abandon all thoughts in that direction. I could release the offending person. That is what forgiveness is.
当我这样直接思想的时候，我就突然可以放下我对我太太的那一种怨气，我突然可以释放出来，这个就是所谓的饶恕。
Okay, so does everybody understand that forgiveness does not require my wife saying sorry? It does not require a conversation about what just happened. Forgiveness is an internal computation in my mind. Okay, I concluded that I have enough, or I have received enough, so that I can sustain this loss. That is forgiveness. It's internal. You can do it on your own. You don't need the other person.
所以大家可以了解了吗？饶恕这不见得必须要双方必须同在，并且一方面说道歉，另一方面说接纳或者原谅。这乃是在我们心中的一个过程，一个纠结的一个过程。当我们去思想、去思量的时候，我们把这件事情在我们自己心中解决了。
Okay, so that means you don't have to wait for somebody else to do something in order for you to forgive. You should be able to forgive on your own.
这也就是说，我们不需要等待对方来跟我们说道歉，我们可以自己在心中来操练这个饶恕的过程。
Okay, that is very important because a lot of people go through life waiting for someone to apologize to them first before they can forgive. But the Bible suggests that that's not the case.
这是非常重要的一点，因为今天许多人都在等待伤害你的那一方来首先来道歉。但是圣经却告诉我们，我们自己心中就可以解决这件事情。
And so forgiveness is something that should come or could come if you have received forgiveness from Jesus.
所以我们怎么可以饶恕呢？首先我们要了解我们已经被耶稣所饶恕了。
Let's go to the last slide here, the conclusion.Okay, I am calling you upon you to cultivate the sense for how much you have received so that when the situation calls for forgiveness, you can do it.
所以在今天我要与大家讲的是我们必须要常思想你已经领受了许多了以至于你需要原谅他人的要这样去做的话就很自然能够做到了。
The Bible suggests...Regardless of whatever is in your bank account, you are a rich person. Here's two verses. Revelation 2:9, Jesus says, I know your afflictions and your poverty, yet you are rich. Ephesians 1:3, praise be to God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
因此圣经上告诉我们，不论我们的银行有多少存款，实际上我们是非常富足的。启示录2:9告诉我们，我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的。以弗所书1:3这边说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在耶稣基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
If you are a man, you should open your devotional time saying, thank you, God, that I am a rich man. If you're a woman, say, thank you, God, that I'm a rich woman. That's how the Bible views you, and I think that is the key to forgiveness.
因此，不论你是弟兄或姊妹，当我们灵修的时候，我们可以思考，我们知道我们在主里面是多么的富足，这是圣经要告诉我们的一个信息。
You have been forgiven 10,000 mortgages.
因为实际上我们已经被神免了10,000倍我们房贷了。
You are a rich person.
你是一个非常富有的人。
You can sustain the loss of 6 paychecks.
因此你可以忍受，你可以不 关注那你所损失的六张清水支票。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, I pray now for anybody here who has a need for forgiveness in their life. Would you give them the strength and the wisdom to do it? In Jesus' name, amen.
主，我们在这边祷告，在各位当中，如果心中有感到不能饶恕的，求主给他们力量，以至于他们可以饶恕。祷告奉主基督耶稣的名，阿门。
Thank you.